Blog Talk Radio.
Underwater sound at the end of that. All righty. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild today. That was Dream Area and Goddess. And we have Pamela, our musical psychic. She's our love and relationship person and on with us today. And let's see. Now, Pamela, I'm going to have you announce your stuff, and it's like I'm sitting here going through the schedule because we're doing a lot of shakeups for April, but I absolutely know that you're on with the front Tuesday, so it's like that's our solid rock right here.
Okay, just so you know, you sound a little funny to me. Do I sound okay to you?
Yeah, you're really clear.
Okay. All righty. Well, hey, everyone.
It's just me.
Or maybe it's my ear. I don't know. this is Pamela, and if you need to get – the best way to get a hold of me is through my website, PamelaCummins.com. That's CUMMINS.com. Actually, you can Google me, and when you Google me, you'll see that I'm Rev Pamela on Twitter. I have a Facebook page. I'm the author of what's the name of my book? Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. Sorry about that. I had a little bit of a brain lapse there. I do coaching. I do readings. I am also on here every Tuesday on Psychic Gone Wild, and I'm also on the Spiritual Learning Connection, or sister station, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesdays. Also, Tuesdays is my radio day on Blog Talk. Tonight's guest, I'm really excited to have her. Her name is, I hope I'm pronouncing the first name right, Karel Kramer. She does animal, she's a psychic, but she does a lot with animal communication. So, and everyone knows what a nut I am about animals. And obviously so is she. So that should be a really good show. She will be taking calls if you have questions regarding pets or your animal totem or maybe even, you know, animals in your neighborhood. So I'm excited about that. And you can also catch me Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Central Time on Hazy Radio Station. I'm still learning how to do their broadcasting system. And Blog Talk is so much easier. And that's all I can think of for the moment.
All righty. Sounds good. Now, tell me that was one thing that I realized the other day. I went to announce your book, and I was like, "On, I know Pamela wrote a book, and I don't know the name of it." So tell me that again. It's Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships?
That's correct. That is correct.
All righty.
That's the
now, is that,
title
is,
that
is
came.
That still, I know you had that as an e-book first, and it's like, and then is that in hard copy, too, or is that can people get it both places?
Yeah, it's in paperback. It's in paperback now. The ebook they can get on Smashwords or Amazon Kindle, and the paperback is on Amazon. And I don't know if you can buy books through CreateSpace. I'm not really sure, but that's where it's at. And it's not a hardcover. I wouldn't do that to people. quite honestly, it's too much money. The paperback is a little less. So
right,
you know.
Right. More affordable, yes. For
it is more affordable.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and just a brief synopsis of it, if I can say the word. It's basically tools that I have used in my own on my own spiritual path that I've taught my clients, but it also has stories on, you know, my client experience, you know, and the way that my guides work through me. It gives a little bit more into that. You know, and also friends and stuff. So it's like, it's kind of like a how-to book, but with a little bit of stories too, because I love, you know, I find it easier to understand if I, you know, have an illustration, yeah, have a little storyline to it.
Perfect. All righty. Okay, so guys, you heard it there. It's like her book on Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, and it's in paperback. You can get that on Amazon or on Smashwords or Kindle. And it's still there as the ebook. So awesome, blossom. And that's our very own Pamela Cummins. And so look for her as the author. It's PamelaCummins. Okay, so if they're looking up by author, they can look you up there. And then I'm kind of thinking, it's like when they Google that, it's like, do you have that also on one of your sites? You know, do you have it set up where they can go?
I have it on my website. It's underneath the books, and then you can just, you know, scroll down and you'll see Amazon and you'll see Smashwords. And, you know, because not everybody has a Kindle. If you have the Nook or if you just want to read it on your computer, an iPad or Pod or whatever, that's what I like about Smashwords is, you know, and it's also in Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, you know, did
oh,
the
cool.
Yeah, they did, well, you know, on their ebook Not on. I don't know if they do it in paperback. I don't know. That's, you know, there's just so much and to learn and to do, and only so much time.
Right. Yep. I know. We're advancing. Technology is making leaps and bounds. I'm like going, I don't even pretend anymore. Trying. It's like people tell me stuff. I go, okay, I'm just going to add that to the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, my boyfriend says I have Windows XP, which at one time was like the new thing, and now they had problems with one Windows, and now it's Windows 7. And he's like, you know, you're going to have to go to Windows 7 eventually because they're going to stop updates for XP. And I'm like, no.
Oh no!
Oh
that's
yeah! Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I like my XP.
Exactly. I'm so comfortable with it. You know, it took me a while to get. You know, every time you have to change, and it's like that. It's a nightmare to do all that.
Sometimes it is. It is. All righty. Well, we got several people here waiting to talk with you today. So, rather than me going through and making all the announcements, I do know this. I think we have Jethro and Crystal on Mondays. Now, we got Pamela here on Tuesdays. I believe Jethro and Janine are on Wednesdays at 3 p.m., and I think that's what Monday is, too, is 3 p.m. I believe we have Jethro and Dina on Thursdays, and I'm not positive if it's 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. All these are Eastern time. Friday, I know it's Jethro and Angela Bixby, and I think that's at 9 p.m. Saturdays, we're juggling a bit. I know that on Saturdays, you're going to participate in a roundtable on April 13th and April 27th. So it's like,
that's,
I know
that's
we've got
correct.
That to look forward to. Not sure who else is going to be there, but he said something about he's got a different format. So it's like, he was explaining that the other day, and I was like, well, that ought to be really interesting. If he can pull that one off, we ought to have a really interesting time on the roundtable, and it should be something really different. So it's like, definitely looking forward to that. And then Saturday, the other two Saturdays, I'm not sure. We're just kind of juggling around, and he tries to keep, you know, a couple of those days open so when we can have, you know, new people, new guests, you know, that kind of stuff. And then Sundays is me, and I think I'm hosting Crystal of Fate this month. So that's what we've got for April. And, of course, our sister show, we just got a couple new gals in over on Spiritual Learning Connection. And, yes, for those of you who asked, it's like the number is 714-333-3354 over there. And we've got Shelly Seitz coming on Thursdays, and we're looking at getting, again, another Shelly, who is a pet person, on Fridays with us. So that's still in the works today. I'm working on this afternoon, so after we get off here. And then Wednesdays, Jethro and Janine do a really interesting thing on Wednesdays, since it's kind of her radio day, too. So they do Psyche's Gone Wild together on Wednesday, and then they flip right over and they do Spiritual Learning Connection on Wednesday with Janine. So
okay.
You're back to back. Yeah.
Well, Kelly, since you announced all that, I just want to say on the Spiritual Learning Connection, not today, but the following Tuesday, I'm going to be doing another thing by myself on dreams. And I want to kind of focus more on dreams, help connect to the other side. So if anybody has questions about that, it's kind of like an open format. The following week, I'm going to have Justin Chase Mullins, and he's a psychic, but he specializes a lot in paranormal investigations. And after that, I'm going to have Janet Nestor, who I just did a book launch with. And we're going to talk. She's a healer, psychologist, energy worker, neat woman. She's got a couple of books. I met her through Twitter, and that will be on, you know, healing for the body, mind, and spirit. So April's going to be a good month for radio.
Yes,
land.
It is. We got done with that Mercury retrograde moment. It's like solar flares barred. It's like, this is going to be a good month. Yes, it is. All righty. Well, thank you guys for being patient in the queue, and we're going to go to our first call here. Area code 708-708. You are on with us.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. And what
my
is
name,
your... Go
my
ahead.
Name is Lucy.
I'm sorry, was that Lucy?
Yes.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
I was just hoping if you could just give me a general reading and see what's going on.
Okay. Well, I'll see what comes up. The first thing I got is actually you have a lot of wisdom, okay? And I'm getting that you have the wisdom to create good stability, prosperity, and not just financial prosperity. It feels in all areas of your life. So I'm getting to open up to it. I feel like the universe, my goodness, Birdie Bird's going nuts. He was quiet before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the vision I'm getting is like the universe wanting to give you all kinds of goodies, okay, sending down all kinds of light, and I'm seeing rainbows and stuff, and your arms are a little crossed, so open up to it, okay, because
okay.
I feel like that there's a lot of good things coming to you, relationships, money, spirituality. I'm just getting all areas in your life. And as I said that, I heard, and I get this song a lot, Follow the Yellow Brick Road. And it's a neat song because to me, you know, when I think about the movie, they were going on a path that was unknown and at times scary. But they, you know, they had each other. And it's funny, as I said that, I'm hearing the song, You Gotta Have Friends. So they had each other. They had the love of each other to get there and to help each other. So they all got to the final outcome on that part of the journey, because Dorothy went back to Kansas and, you know, she had the rest of her life ahead. So that's how they're saying, you know, just walk down, stay in the moment, and, you know, accept the gifts of the universe. So I hope that helps.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, no, I am in a period right now where I really don't know where the path is going to go, and I'm, you know, that fear is there, but it's like I want to move forward, and I want to bring all this into my life. I know it's coming.
Right. So then that was perfect for you. Neat.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling. And let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank Definitely. You.
You're welcome. Kelly, I stole your line.
I love it. You can steal my line any day. That works for me. And we do. We always encourage our callers to call back and let us know when you get a reading. It's like, call back and let us know, you know, how it goes. Because it's like, you know, we like that confirmation. We like to know how things are going in your life. It's like, you know, join our psychic family. It's like, it's awesome. All right. And our next person here is area code 208. And it's like, that's the really one for me because I think that's out here in Idaho. 208, you're on.
They made 208.
Me? There we go. Yes,
we're talking about
that's
me.
You. Oh, you're right.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, fam.
Hey.
I have a 10-year-old who is doing inappropriate behaviors, and I give your angels permission to contact his angels so I could kind of figure out what exactly is going on with him.
I'm just hearing he is acting out. He wants attention. And any attention is better than no attention. And I am getting that you do give him attention. Okay, but he wants more. I'm hearing part of a song lyric, and I get where it's hurry up. You know, it's the intro for Circus. I'm sorry, I can't get the words, but it's, you know, greatest show in all the land. And there's a beginning where it's the circus, and it's like he wants to be on stage and he wants to be noticed. I feel he's acting out, and I'm hearing. It's a secret. I feel like he's holding a secret inside, and he needs a safe place to let it out, okay? But again, he wants the center of stage, okay? And I am getting that he is acting a little wild, and it's frustrating for you because, you know, sometimes we can't control people, especially
right.
little people, you know? And I'm getting it's not a reflection of you as a bad mother. What I am getting is it's funny. I heard energy down, and I used to do that to my niece when she got really wound up when she was a little girl. Like it was, I would actually take my hands and go energy down, and she'd be like energy up, and I'd be like no down, okay. So you can do the energy down, but I'm also getting, for whatever reason, green is a good color, okay, and that makes
uh-huh.
sense because you know all of a sudden I was like, oh, Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing. Okay, I am getting he is acting out. I don't feel like it's going to be forever. I am seeing you cutting a rose, like, you know, how you cut flowers, okay? And what that means to me is you need to nip it in the bud, okay?
Okay.
And they're warning you. It could take 6 months to a year, all right? Because I do feel like he has something to tell you. He just doesn't know how to do it, all right? He's a little boy.
Yeah.
And send him love. And I'm hearing you say, even though you are misbehaving and I really do not like your behavior, I still love you, you know, as a person.
Right.
Okay. You know.
Okay.
So, and I feel I'm feeling you're doing everything you can. Just ask the angels for help, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Oh, good, good, good. And I will definitely keep you in your prayers. And it's funny because I kept on, I don't have children, my cats are my children, and I kept on seeing Merlin, and I call him the bruiser for good reason. And, you know, I can't control him, you know. You know. And unfortunately,
yeah.
I can't, you know, he doesn't, he understands a lot. He is a little wizard, but he just, you know, believe me, it'll be easier to deal with your son in some senses than a cat.
Okay.
Okay, so be grateful for that.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, hope that helps, and, you know, call us back again.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you. All righty, and our next person here is area code 513. 513, you are on live with us.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
Katrina.
Katrina, okay. And how can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to know, my fiance's ex-wife, I believe that whenever their son was over here, that she would tell him to do, and I mean, she would tell him to do and say disrespectful things to me, and I wanted to know if I was right about that.
Okay, first, yeah. I do feel that she is, and I got it before you asked the question, I got it after. I feel like you're starting anew is what I'm getting, okay? So it feels like you need to start anew with this relationship, okay? The mother has issues, okay? I'm just seeing, I don't know how else to say. I don't feel like it's evil energy. I feel like it's dirty energy around her, okay? And that means she's got a lot of issues, all right? And it's her son, is that correct?
Yes. That's,
okay, her little boy is
no,
okay.
He's 17 right now, but this has been going on since he was like 11.
All right, that's
a, like every time. Yeah,
that's what I'm getting as an 11-year-old. Okay, I'm getting yes, she planted the seed. Okay, and I'm getting it's a new beginning. Okay, because he is 17 years old, you know, you can set down a new law. Like he needs to act like an adult.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. But yes, she is doing that. I'm also picking I'm calling him a little boy because that's how he feels like to me. Even though he's 17, he feels like a little boy. I am getting that he is misbehaving all over the place, okay? And quite honestly, I feel like he's experimenting, and it could be with drugs or something, okay? Alcohol, whatever. I feel like he's experimenting, and, you know, I'm seeing cigarettes. I'm seeing people, like friends around him, who are not the best influence, okay? So that makes it even worse.
Okay.
For you, all right? In the meantime, what you can do is stay centered, keep your boundaries, and quite honestly, I'm hearing child behaviorists. So you might want to, talk to a child behaviorist expert or read some, you know, information written by books. And I'm sure you could even go online to the public library, whatever. I'm just getting that you need some information on how to deal with this. I'm sorry, he's a little boy to me, okay? But what I'm getting, it has nothing to do with you. Okay, and your behavior, quite honestly, I did hear karma, you know, so it could be karma from another lifetime or whatever. You know, he was taught not to respect you.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
He was taught not to respect you, you know, and also others too.
Okay,
but is this, I keep on getting a new, is this like a new relationship that you're getting? I mean, I know it's your fiance, but
this has been maybe about 5 years now.
Okay, but is it going into a new, maybe it's a new beginning for the relationship? You know, a new chapter is a good way of putting it. I don't know. I just keep on getting a new. So it feels like something is beginning anew, okay? Just might be the boundaries you need to put down.
Yeah, but the only thing I do, I don't say too much to him. I just say hi and bye. Like I said, I really don't see him that much. and it's like the last time when he was over here, he was disrespectful, like he wasn't cleaning up behind himself. He was just leaving the bathroom in a mess.
Right.
And I believe she told him to do this so I can be pissed off.
Okay. And again, I'm hearing anew. So have a new behavior of how you react to that, and also let him know that he needs to clean up the bathroom, or he will get privileges taken away. Okay?
All right.
And obviously, you need to discuss this with his father, too.
Okay.
Okay, and
thanks
again,
a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All righty. Going quick and fast. Man, this is like Alice in Wonderland today.
Yeah, it also feels like, you know, children, too. Children misbehaving. You know,
must be the you know, must be energy out again. It's like I swear, it's like, you know, it's same thing that happens in the car stuff. I'm starting to get, you know, people who have the same birth card. You know, we'll you know, all over the country call in. It's like, and now we're having, you know, we're having a children day. It's a relationship. Mm. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 661. 661. It's turning around, and there we go. Okay, you're on with
us. Hi. Yeah, my name is Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Brandy. Yeah. And how can we help you?
Yeah, I was curious if y'all saw any romance coming my way.
Oh, they're so funny. I'm actually hearing that song. It's a really old song from Fiddler on the Roof, Matchmaker, Matchmaker, Make Me a Match. Okay. And I do feel that I do feel like your angel and guides are, okay? I pulled a card, and it's a card of, it's actually a witch. It's from the God Moonist deck. And she's actually creating. You know, like you're stirring the pot, and she's very pretty, and she's got her little kitty there, okay? And, they're saying in two or three moons, which means months, I do feel like you know, someone coming into your life, okay? Someone who you can spend.
You have any idea what he might be like?
I'm getting tall. Tall, that's what I'm
like
getting.
That.
Tall, and, you know, and I don't seem like as a rail. I see him thin, but it's not like a rail. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kind. I see him bending over to you, giving you a flower. Okay? So he's obviously, I don't know how tall you are, but he's obviously taller than you. And it feels good because, you know, it goes from like a human picture into like the tarot card where there's a picture of this guy bending over, giving this woman a flower. And it's a good feeling. Okay, they're so funny. Now I'm hearing Lionel Richie, oh, what a feeling, dancing on this ceiling, okay? So it feels like that kind, all right? And as I said that, I heard the song Slow Ride, Take It Easy. When, you know, when this man comes into your life, okay, you need not to rush because it feels like it's going to feel really good, all right? So take it slow. Remember that. They're saying you remember what happened when you other times when you rushed into something.
Yes.
Okay.
I totally know what you mean by that.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, and I felt like that was like, you know, not just with relationships, with other things. You know, let it grow, okay, because there's a part of you. In the meantime, what I'm getting, before and during, you know, this relationship, I'm seeing your feet actually sink into the ground, growing roots, okay? That means to me, stay grounded, okay, within yourself and what you need to do, okay? And it's really neat because as I said that, what I saw was a flower leaning over, kissing another flower and going back in their roots, okay? So remember...
I wonder if that means I'll be becoming more grounded because I've been working on becoming more grounded and getting my health really well and...
Well, yeah, that, you know, again, I get symbols. I have no idea what it means, okay? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Yeah, but I also feel it's being grounded within yourself and who you are as a person so you can give to someone else and then come back to you too. But,
yeah.
So, I mean, obviously a plant is very grounding, so keep up on those techniques. I'm actually hearing balance those chakras, okay?
I've been trying for a long time. They were way out of balance. So I've been working on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I often say that if we were completely 100% in balance with all our chakras, we wouldn't need to be here. We'd be chilling out with our higher power, okay, in space. We wouldn't need to be in physical form. The reason our chakras do get out of alignment is to learn lessons.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, but again, visualize, meditate, you know, and you can just even ask your angels, balance my chakras, please. You know, like in the morning, if you got somewhere to go and you're feeling unbalanced, you know what? I would love to sit and meditate and balance, but I don't have the time. Please balance them. You know,
mm-hmm.
And don't worry, as soon as you get in the car or walking or whatever and something happens, one of your balance chakras will get unbalanced. You know, that's just part of living.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be okay, though. Love is coming. Okay?
Great.
Yeah. So I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Okay, and onwards. We're going to make it today, Pamela.
Wow, we got a lot of calls.
I know. Yeah, we do. We got four to go, and we're
wow.
at the 29-minute mark, so it's like we're doing good. We're clicking right along. Okay. Area code 617-617. There we go. We got you on with us.
Hello.
This has got to be Catherine.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I recognize the area code and I recognize the voice, okay? And I just want to, I know you have a question, but I just want to let you know, because a lot of times I will grab a card or I'll get a message before somebody calls. And I got, it's like a grandmother using spider webs through an old-fashioned spindle, creating, okay? So to me, that feels like you are creating something in your life. But, you know, what is your question today?
Do you see me having a baby?
That might be what you're creating, okay? And, you know, I'm getting yes, okay, when the time is right. I, you know, quite honestly, I don't always get time, but yes. Yes, I'm seeing you hold a little child's hand, and it feels like female energy. Do you have a daughter?
I have an older daughter. She's 21.
Feels like a younger daughter, unless I'm getting. It doesn't feel like your older daughter.
No, I don't have a younger daughter around me.
Okay, well that's what it feels like, a little girl holding her hand, and I'm seeing a little cute pink dress.
Cause that's what I've been visioning myself. I've been seeing. I thought I'm having a little girl. That's what I keep saying to myself. But when is she coming? That's why I've been visioning that, and I thought I was going crazy for a minute. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and again, I'm not getting the time. You know, it's coming. It's coming. I'm just getting to, I'm seeing you laying out paper, and what that means to me is just kind of like lay out the foundation. Okay? Again, you're creating. You're in the process of creating. It hasn't manifested yet. Okay? And they're saying to make sure that this is the project that you want to create, you know? Because, you know, once that child comes, you know.
I know.
There are no refunds.
I know, but I told this child must come for some reason.
Okay, well then, you know, I mean, Catherine, you know you have psychic abilities, okay? So you need to trust those feelings. And that goes for all the listeners right now. You need to trust your intuitive feelings, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, what I am getting with this child is that you feel like, I'm not saying that the father won't be there, but you feel like the primary caretaker, okay?
I feel like I'm going to be left alone with it.
Or you could be in a relationship and still be the primary caretaker, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. But I'm also hearing the song, You Got a Friend, and with that I saw my sister. Okay, and, you know, my sister, obviously, with her daughter, obviously it's her daughter, but my niece is now 23, and there is, like, a friendship there, too, you know, and they're very close, okay? And that's what it feels like the relationship you will have with this child, is a close relationship.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Real good. Yeah, but again... Know that you will have most of the responsibility. And I'm going to be blunt. And, you know, it's changing. Men are taking more of a caretaker role, you know, when it comes to fathering. But the majority of history, women have been the prime caretaker, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but
you're
I just feel like the father will be in the picture, but I'm seeing the child hug you, okay? So
hug me more than the father.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yes, but it won't be no time soon, though.
I'm not getting a time, you know. I'm really not. It's funny. I'm hearing the Beatles song, Let It Be, Let It Be, okay? So what that means to me is just let it be, and, you know, it will come, okay? And it's really funny because as I said that, I got a vision of this guy one time. This was many years ago, and he was probably around 25, 27. And I guess him and his wife were getting pressure to have a child, right? And
right.
It wasn't happening. And, you know, and he asked me for some advice, not knowing that I had psychic abilities. And what I got was basically go out, what you used to do when you first started dating, go out, have fun, do things that you like to do. Don't worry about a child. You have many years, okay? And, you know, it was about 6 months later when he said, guess what? We're pregnant, you know? So that's what it feels like. God's time, not yours.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Y'all don't see nothing else, though, right? No money coming my way.
Well, we have a couple other calls, so, you know.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We'll catch you again. Thank you. All righty. And let's see here. Moving forward is area code. And somewhere in here we're going to find Becky today. Here. But right now we've got area code 253. 253, you're on with us. 253, you are on live.
Hello?
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 Yes, hi. Who's calling,
this
please?
This is Becky.
Aha, there you go. That's so funny, Kelly.
We did find you.
Yes. Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, the question is, it has to do with relationships. And, you know, I've had my share of them. But the new one, I mean, he's not new, but this guy, his name is James, has been a big part of our life since I lost my husband. And could he be a potential?
I'm getting, this is what they're saying. They're saying put the cake in the oven and let it bake on its own. So, yes, it could, okay? They're also showing me you taking out the cake, deciding whether or not you want it, okay? So let it cook, okay, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yes, he could be a potential, okay? They're funny. I'm hearing choices, and with that, I heard the song So Many Men, So Little Time. So it does feel like you're going to have a choice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You don't have to rush into anything. All right?
Okay.
So, yes. Yes. You know, and it's funny. With that, I pulled a card, and it's a woman. It's actually a mermaid looking in the seashell, at a seashell. It's like a mirror looking at herself. And what that means to me is reflect on what you want.
Right.
You know, what you want, not only in relationship, but in your life. It feels like
right.
That is the period. You know, I am hearing Michael Jackson's song, You Are Not Alone. So I do feel a relationship partner.
He's been a big, well, see, this guy's been a big part of our family. I mean, he's always there for us. And so that's
right.
Why I'm just wondering, you know, does he have feelings too? You know, I'm just kind of wondering because I don't want to sabotage a good family
yeah.
friendship.
Yeah,
or
I do feel he has.
There.
I do feel he has feelings too. Okay, but again, they're saying put it in the oven, let it cook, and
right.
decide if you want it afterwards. So maybe spend some more time with him.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Because obviously, when you bake a cake, you have to spend some time mixing up the ingredients, make sure everything's just right, watching it in the oven.
That's why I don't bake.
I don't either. I don't
it
either.
It takes too long.
No. If I'm going to, you know, there's too many places that sell it. You know, quite honestly,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's just like so, cookies. I don't have patience.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but, okay, so
there is.
So what there is potential, but again, I do feel choices. You know.
Right. Well,
he's not made so many bad choices. Excuse me.
I said I've made a lot of bad choices, and he's made comments to my kids like, "Oh, she could do better," or "He could," you know. He's made comments.
Yeah, and I'm getting he does have feelings for you. Just make sure you have feelings for him, okay? Because he's not the only choice is what I'm getting.
Right.
Okay, make sure
okay.
it's the one you really want before you jeopardize the friendship.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling, Becky.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. Awesome. And Jen was in there going, you know, Becky, ask her about marriage. It's like going, then we'll come back to that. Anyway.
Okay, we got two more to go here. Let's see. Our next one is area code 857. 857, you are on with us.
Hello.
There we go.
Yes, hi.
Hi, what is your name, please?
My name is Betty.
Hi, Betty, and how can I help you?
Oh, I just like to ask you a question. I have a lawsuit going on, and the lawyers keep telling me every month a different story. I would like to know if he's going to settle my case early or anytime soon.
Honestly, it feels like your case is going, I want to say backlogged, okay? I mean, it's backlogged, okay? So I do feel it's going to come about, okay? And I'm not getting an exact time, but I don't know. I feel cancellations and things that need to be settled, and I don't know how else to say. Your case is a pain. It's a hassle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. It will be settled. And I'm seeing you shaking hands, okay, and with one hand and taking the other hand and put it on the on top of the hand. So you're holding the one hand with two hands. And what that means to me is it feels like it will be settled in your favor. It feels good. It feels like you will be grateful, okay? Okay, that's the feeling I get off of that. And then I heard two. So that could be 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. It could be February. I don't know the exact time, okay? But the most important thing is it will be in your favor, and you're going to have to set some boundaries with these lawyers is what I'm getting. They give you the runaround.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. Again, it will come out in your favor. It just feels like it is a hassle.
Okay. So everything will work out in my favor.
It will, but again, I'm seeing, like, I want to say cancellations, it's going to happen here, then a little runaround, no, we need to postpone, you know, you go, no, we need to come back. It feels like that kind of stuff. So I'm not getting exactly how long it's going to take. And again, I'm hearing the number two, so I really don't know.
It might be 2 months, 2 weeks, so you said 2 years.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I don't feel like 2 years. And that could also mean that you have to go in front of, you know, to court two times, for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
But the number two is pointing out. They're saying the horrible P word, have patience.
Patience.
Yeah, everybody hates that word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, not only humans, animals too. We all hate patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We got it right now.
Yeah, but the important thing is that it will come out in your favor.
Okay.
That's the important thing, okay? So, again, just trust and have patience.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
And when you get frustrated, call back in and let us know.
Okay, I will. Okay. I hope it's
all right. I can, believe me, I can relate. I'm human too, you know. Like, damn it, I want it now, you know. And just a heads up, you know, unless you're a very patient person, don't ever ask God to teach you patience, because you will wait in every single long line, get stuck in traffic, you know, things that you're expecting in the mail is not going to come, you know, things like that.
Yeah. I finally quit asking for that.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say that I have a lot more patience now than I did as a child. In fact, I remember somebody saying to me, "You're so patient," you know, and I did. I had to start laughing. Me, the most impatient person in the world?
Oh, golly, that's funny. Yep. All righty. Well, hope that helps. And like I say, when you're having the patience issues, like, call us back and let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey. All right. Talk to you again. Have a good one. All right. And area code 210. You are on with us.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. And who's calling, please?
My name is Mike.
Mike, okay, and how can I help you?
I was curious what you see in regards to relationships, if you see just whatever you're getting, really.
Okay, and I just want to make sure, you're a female?
No, I'm a male.
Okay, because you have you, I don't know how else to say it. Your voice sounds like a deep female's voice to me. Okay.
No. Yeah. I get where you're coming from. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want to be offensive.
No. But I am gay, so let me just
okay.
throw that in.
Yeah.
There as well.
Okay. Because I felt that too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because oh God, it feels, you know, it feels like you're gonna have a choice of two. I'm laughing because I'm seeing two a time in my life, and I'm seeing the two guys, and now I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, but I'm a lot older. But
mm-hmm.
it does feel like you're going to have a choice of two, okay? And it is in the summertime. It's anywhere from May to July-ish, okay? All right, and one is much better than the other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. I'm seeing like a macho man, okay, with, for some reason I'm seeing suspenders, but he's young, if that makes sense, okay? And then
okay.
I want to say I'm seeing more of a clean-cut man, okay?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, I like the clean-cut man's energy better, okay?
Okay.
All right? I am getting a really nice song, This Will Be an Everlasting Love, okay? All right? Because what my guides are saying is you've had some issues in the area of romance, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as many of us have, okay? And
right.
that's, and quite honestly, the one, and I could be wrong in the what I'm getting, but it does feel like the one who's a little bit more macho, okay? And again,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing suspenders for some reason. That one feels like it's doable. But the other guy feels like it would be more of a lasting, easier love. I mean, relationships always have issues, okay? But
right.
I'm hearing the song We Shall Overcome, okay? And it feels like you've overcome a lot of stuff, okay?
A lot.
Yeah, learned a lot of lessons. But that's a good thing
yeah.
because with, you know, with lessons and with, you know, bad relationship comes wisdom, okay?
Right.
That's why my book is called Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, because I've had a lot of lessons, okay? But
right.
With that comes a better relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am seeing you go eeny, meeny, miny, moe, like who should I take, all right? And quite honestly, I'm seeing this woman, a spiritual advisor of mine, I'm seeing her face, and one of the things, I used to want to choke her, but it really helped a lot. I'm getting if you have to do a pro and cons list, okay?
Okay.
All right, but you will have a long-term relationship, okay? I'm
okay.
hearing a partnership, and I'm seeing wedding rings, okay? So I'm not sure what state you live in, and to me it really doesn't, you know, I think gay marriage should be allowed. That's my personal opinion, but
right.
I do feel like it's like a marriage, okay? And again,
okay.
I'm hearing Natalie Cole's This Will Be an Everlasting Love, okay?
One of the things that you mentioned that I just want to kind of get some clarification on, is
sure.
you said, will there be some struggles within the beginning of it?
What it feels like is if you go for the more macho man, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's where it feels like there'll be more stuff to deal with. The other one
mm-hmm.
feels more, I want to say more settled, okay?
Yeah.
That's what it feels
okay.
like. And quite honestly, you know, the other guy, the one with the struggles, is going to feel more comfortable because it's familiar. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want, you know, they're so funny. I'm hearing a song lyric, bad, bad boys, they make me feel so good, okay? And so it feels like he's a little bit more of a bad boy, and, you know, come on, the bad boys, you know, that's, you know, I love seeing a man on a motorcycle, okay? But I know that that's not where I need to go.
Right.
Okay? And that's kind of the feeling, like, you know, sometimes we get tested, you know, with old choices, should we go there, you know,
mm-hmm.
or should we try something new, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that if you try, like, you know, I want to say a new kind of love,
mm-hmm.
you know, someone different than what you're used to, you
mm-hmm.
know, it might be a little uncomfortable, but in the long run, it's easier.
Okay.
Okay?
And so you're saying this guy would be more clean cut, like you were saying?
Yeah, clean cut.
Okay.
Okay.
What in regards to his energy, the only reason I ask this is because well, being gay, there's obviously someone who's more feminine and more masculine. Are you picking up on a more masculine energy from him?
The bad boy is more masculine. The other guy feels more, I'm going to say more balanced, male-female.
Okay.
Okay, which
okay.
is a good thing, which is definitely
yeah.
a good thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So I hope that helps.
It did, it did. Thank you very much.
All
I
right.
really do appreciate it.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you for calling.
Have a good week.
You
Thank
too. Bye bye.
Bye.
All righty. Ready, ready. All right. We're gonna have a little bit of blog talk moment there as Firefox chases us. Hello, okay. And there we go. We got two more. We're gonna make it to the end here today. Area code 303. Oh, let's see. Okay, blog is going to end. There we go. 303. We got you on.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. And your name is?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. And how can I
Hi.
Help you?
It's a romance question.
Okay.
I just met a guy. We just started dating. And there is something kind of intense about this situation.
He's
and
fun.
I just.
He's fun
Quite.
Is what I'm getting.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. And it's smoking hot, but that's okay.
Okay.
But I'm just kind of trying to get a bead on what is kind of going on with it.
Okay, I'm hearing the song Getting to Know You, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting that if you get, and I'm seeing this guy, I won't say his name over the air, okay, where it was a relationship I had. It was real hot and heavy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the wine, the dine, and all that stuff, and then it faded out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, if you go too fast in this relationship, that's what's going to happen, okay?
Okay.
You need to slow it down. Okay.
Well, man, we can't. We live far away from each other.
Okay. Well,
so
that's
luckily,
good.
It actually doesn't go
yeah.
that fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting because I'm hearing Smokey Robinson's song. Love that it, you know, slow down. We don't have to move so fast. Love that is real is made to last. Okay. And again,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting that you are getting to know him. I don't believe that he has showed you his real self yet.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
And. Okay, so, again, I'm not getting a yes or a no. What I am getting is I'm seeing somebody go, like, in it's like a tour boat, and I'm just getting that you need to check it out, and you just definitely need to go on this tour and make sure he's right for you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You know, so basically it comes down to free will with this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But please, take your time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that works.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
and
you.
And let us know how Mr. Smoking Hot, how it goes with him, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm like, huh, because I'm like, okay. Well, I think it might be tempting for me to go off my path with this one. That's why I'm even asking. Mm. Usually I just, you know, and I'm still going to go with the flow.
Yeah.
But I think this might be a path shifter.
Oh, okay.
If
right.
I go into this one, so I'm like, what do I really want to do here?
And that's why you go for the tour and make sure if you want to stop with him or not, or keep
mm-hmm.
on floating by.
Yep, okay.
Okay?
All right, fantastic. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you for calling.
All righty.
Gotta love those smoking hot men.
Also, be careful that that's what was that two Smokey Robins, two ships that pass in the night. It's like, yes, make sure you're not just going past.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a love boat floating by.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Area code 323. You are on with us.
Hi, Tom. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hi. And who's
Hi,
calling?
Tamara.
Hi.
Huh?
You sound familiar. Who's calling, please?
Yvette from California.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I've spoken to you before.
Yeah, you have. I have a work question. I have a job, but I know it's, the energy is, I know I'm being prepared to move on. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to go. I know I want to go on to something else. So I guess I wanted to know what kind of guidance you had for me.
Okay, it definitely feels like it. You know, I'm seeing you getting resumes and papers together. Okay, so get it
okay.
together. I do feel an opportunity. Now, you have to remember that time, you know, is spirit time is not always our time, okay?
I get that.
But
I
feel
that.
Like a new job, June, July-ish, okay? Could be before,
okay?
Okay.
okay.
But definitely something different. I want to say easier, they're saying softer, easier. It feels like the people are better, and it feels like it's a little different.
Okay?
You know, it's like same type of work you do, but a little different is what I'm getting. Okay? And I like the people. The energy feels better, you know? So keep searching.
Is there a difference in money?
A little more.
Okay.
A little more, okay? It doesn't feel like you're taking a salary cut, okay? It doesn't feel like a huge gain, okay? Because quite honestly, they're kind of checking you out.
Okay.
Okay, and again, I'm feeling papers around you. So obviously you do, you know, something, you know, I want to say kind of mainstreamish.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what it is. Again, I'm feeling papers kind of office-y, mainstreamish. Whatever that is, okay? It will be a good experience. And you know what? You know, I'm hearing that, I think it's in Vogue where she sings, and I'm out the door, okay? Because it's time for you to move on. And, you know, it's funny because you know, I mean, maybe it's easier for me, but I know when it's time to leave a place. And sometimes it's really sad, you know, because I've left some places and I really like the people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for me to move on.
Right.
Okay? But I'm feeling like where you're at now, not everybody's likable. I don't know how else to say it.
Right.
Not everybody's bad. This new place feels better. You know, it's funny. I'm hearing John Mellencamp's sing, and there's winners and there's losers. So, you know, wherever you go, there's always going to be somebody who's going to irritate you. But that's
totally.
Life.
I mean, but, you know, you work through it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and call
us
back and let us know how
it goes.
I will.
Love you. I will.
Okay.
Awesome. Oh, wow. Now you can grab your water bottle and breathe, Pamela. We got 3 whole minutes, and it's like, keep back.
Yeah, I've been going all day. I am looking forward to going on a walk, you know.
Sounds good.
Oh, I need the exercise, so it'll be good.
Yeah. We're actually going to get to go to one of our local hot springs tonight. It's like we've been kind of doing this little family trip, and it's like it's going to be with the daughter and the son-in-law and the 2 grandbabies. And for the first little guy who's not a year yet, this will be his first time swimming. So it's like my youngest has baseball practice. And then we're going to go, after we get go hot and dirty, it's like then we're going to go in the hot springs and have fun.
Wow. That sounds great. It's like a jacuzzi outside.
Exactly.
Oh, cool. You know, I don't think I've ever done that before. I mean, I've sat in jacuzzi.
Natural hot springs. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, God, I got to go to Idaho. Is it cold there?
Not this time of year. It's like it's this time of year, man, it's like we warm up here because it's kind of like in the valley. It's the farming valley. So, we've had warm weather, a little bit coolish, you know, kind of off. Like it'd get cool at night, but it's like, the farmer's been out. It's like, you know, they already got the, you know, fields sown. It's like, you know, you're already seeing, like, you know, fields growing green already out here. So it's like, no, it's nice.
Right, yeah, we got pollen all over. You should see my car right now. Pollen all over. You know, really bad. So, but yes, it's decent. It's a nice day. I think it's in the 60s, so it's definitely time to go for a walk. You know,
I was gonna say, cool. See, you got the ocean too. I mean, it's a little bit cooler, but it's like there's nothing like like standing in the ocean stuff. Because I remember going to Hawaii like back in the 70s, and they had those, you know, the tide pools and stuff, and just kind of sitting in the surf, and it's like it was so funky because it'd been the first time I'd been back in a long time. And after 45 minutes, it's like it's so funny because you sit there and, the waves and the water just pound on you. It's like, and then you walk out, you walk on the beach and go, I still feel it on me. It's like the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes at night when you go to sleep, you can feel the waves go. I've had that happen. But right now I wouldn't go to the beach because it is too cold. It's just too cold. So, but one thing I have to say that I do love about living in North Carolina on the East Coast is they have oyster burgers and shrimp burgers. Yeah, they're really good. The oyster burgers, it's actually on a hamburger roll, and they put coleslaw and ketchup, and the oysters are lightly breaded. And it sounds really weird, but it's delicious. And I never had them before until I moved down here. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm making myself hungry.
Go for a walk on the beach and go have some oyster burgers. Yeah, that sounds good. All righty. Well, tell everybody one more time. We got 10 seconds. It's like, how to get hold of you quick.
Just, you know what, Google Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. On Google, and you can find my website and everything else. And catch me tonight on the Spiritual Learning Connection, Blog Talk, or Sister Station.
All righty. Sounds good. Yep, and there we are. We got the yellow light, and we are officially off. So, all right.
Awesome. All righty. Awesome blossom.
Well, thank you. It's been another fun day.
Yes, it has. And it zoomed right by, one after another. Wow. So, all right. Well, enjoy your hot spring.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like, it means I won't get to listen in except in archives. And I'm like, well, wrapped.
Yeah. Well, listen in the archives. I'm sure it will go a lot better than it did last week. You know, she's calling me on Skype, and I'm like, ooh, should I call in Blog Talk on Skype beforehand, you know?
Yes, I'm trying to figure that out, too. It's like the only reason I ever got Skype was because of my faraway boys, and it's like, you know, now Jessica was talking to me about, you know, how do you Skype in Blog Talk? I'm going, don't know if my computer will do that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure how that goes.
Yeah, I know. Part of me is just, like, going to say, you know, because I'm sure she has a phone, so if I can't get her on Skype, because last week she was in Australia. I'm just going to say, you know what, you're just going to have to use your... Yeah, oh, yeah, last week was a disaster, total disaster.
Oh, well.
I didn't have a show, so... You know?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Man, it's like, oh.
I did a dipsy doodle thing. I ended the show, and then I tried to call back in, not thinking that I can't do two shows in one day, you know? Oh,
right,
yeah.
Yeah,
and I tried calling
no.
Skype, and I couldn't get through on Skype, and, you know, so.
Oh, well. Things happen. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's a technological moment. It's like, yeah, we all get through.
Right. Exactly.
Alrighty.
All right.
Okay. Well, we will see you again. Have an awesome one.
You too.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.